This is Twit.
Nowadays, it seems that all pieces of hardware eventually expose a weakness in their security. Now, adversaries are getting smarter and craftier, forcing companies to do better things around their devices, making sure they're staying up to date. But for Cisco, there has been an interesting trajectory of increased exposure over the past years. Back in 2004, Cisco wrote a proposal around a lawful intercept backdoor for routers, which allowed law enforcement to actually use or remotely log into those routers. Many years later, in 2010, IBM security researchers actually showed this protocol could be used by malicious attackers to take over Cisco iOS routers used by large ISPs and enterprises. Then again, in 2013, 2014, 2015, and 2017, a bunch of other undocumented backdoors popped up for Cisco networking equipment, including the NSA taking advantage of certain backdoors in Cisco routers, attackers accessing user credentials, issuing arbitrary commands with escalated privileges, and state sponsor actors using backdoors for admin privileges, and of course the CIA remotely commanding over 300 Cisco switch models via a hardware vulnerability. Now, this might not sound that bad spanning over many years. It seems to me that the more popular hardware and software come today, the more exploit attempts on it. But that seems to be the formula nowadays. Now, well, the interesting thing about this is in the last 5 months, five new backdoors in just 5 months. Starting in March, with a hard-coded account username issue, Cisco was revealed, allowing for 8.5 million routers to be exposed. And that same month, another hard-coded password was found in the Cisco PCP software. And in May, Cisco found another backdoor account in Cisco's Digital Architecture Center. Then in June, another one was found in their Wide Area App Services software tool, and the most recent being a backdoor in the Cisco's policy suite, which is used to manage bandwidth policies. Now, it sounds like to me Cisco needs to start up their own task force here in order to put a stop to the madness before sales and affecting sales and the trust issues make a big impact. Good luck, Cisco.